Hi, I'm Randy Fay.
And I'm Nancy Lewis.
We'd like to welcome you to another Hobo Biker podcast. We're sure happy to have you following along with us. For this one, we'd like you to sit back and imagine that it's about 1 o'clock in the morning in the far, far north of Canada, along the Yukon River, near Dawson City in the Yukon Territory, and that you've had a very pleasant evening around a fire, cooking a wonderful dinner with new friends. And we'd like to introduce you to our new friends, Philippe and Miriam, who we met in the Yukon as they were nearly going to complete their ride all the way from Patagonia north to the far north that you can go on a road in Alaska, on the Pipeline Haul Road. Here is our conversation with them, and we invite you to join them. On the podcast page, as I'll mention at the end, there is a link to their website and their incredible journey.
Now, I wanted to ask you, what was the one thing that you thought each one of you was the most beautiful and the one that was the most difficult?
Well, I think the most beautiful thing during the trip actually for me was that I realized that everywhere we would go, people would be nice, that we never had trouble, and that really to experience that people are nice generally. Mm-hmm. You can really say that everywhere. And although you hear a lot of bad stories from that place and that place, but everywhere people are nice and we're nice to us, and it's a nice feeling, because then you enjoy a lot of things maybe you would not enjoy. It's just another perspective on life that finally everybody's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the hardest thing, well, there's on one side, well, you have like physically hard parts, but you forget about them, so they are not.
So there's nothing hard.
Yeah, and every time you really have a hard experience, then you get something for it, then it will turn out good.
A reward. Like after a big climb, you have a nice view.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's about
the same.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great.
That's about the same, yeah.
Mm.
That's wonderful.
How about you? What was your most spectacular moment?
Well, I think definitely it's difficult to speak about landscape because we are going through those different climates. You know, you start with glacier, penguins, and then you go to desert and jungle. So that's very different. It's very difficult to say if you prefer the Amazonia or the penguins in Patagonia.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are two different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely it's nice to meet people where they live. Mm-hmm. And that for the bicycle is a fantastic medium to travel, because you're always, it helps to open doors. So when you arrive in a village in the Andes and it's getting late and dark, everybody will understand that you're gonna stay here, and we'll figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get in. You are going to get in touch with people that usually don't open their door to white people or to tourists. You know?
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic treasure. Yeah, it's like I remembered it, this day in Chile, where we slept in the floor with a farmer. He has a very simple life, living with his kids. So we cooked together a big stew, and then we slept on the floor in the farm, and we were talking about his land and the way he lives. And the day after, we were invited at the table of the president of Chile, well, the family of the president.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the family of the president explained how they see their country and how they see the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
But you were with the farmer just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So you have door that opens, which usually you don't have access, you know.
Uh-huh.
So you, I think that's the strongest part of the experience. Obviously, it's nice to see the Machu Picchu, and but it's just not it's not A to B. It's what's in between, which makes such a trip a rich experience, I think.
It's the old history and the current history, the things that are happening now, the people, it sounds like, for both of you. You know, and you fill your days with some landscapes and some history, but then you get to meet the real people.
Yeah, it's all together. It's beautiful landscape, history, and people. You know, you learn geology, geography, anthropology, everything. Mm-hmm. If you're open, you will learn just about everything together.
Mm-hmm.
It's the university of life.
The university of life.
And you also learn that everything on Earth nowadays is like connected. So if you act in a certain way somewhere, it's related to another place. So if you see a guy who is working the whole day for collecting a huge pack of bananas and he's going to get $1 for it, and it's like, I don't know how many hundred bananas, and you will buy this banana for $1 each, and you think about, so what the hell is going on with those bananas between here and here, and where is the money going? Or, I mean, it's really today, everything is connected. Then you buy your banana in Switzerland, but it grew in Panama, and someone had to pick it up, and what's happening? So, yeah, for me, it was really like a school, like also to see what's happening when I act in Switzerland. It's happening, some other things are happening everywhere. And to relearn, like, also history, for example, because we learn history in a certain way, for example, about South America, and then you get there and you see a lot of other things that nobody told you, never, and which are really important, like, I don't know, how the resources of South America pushed the European economy up, or stuff like that. I don't know, but I never learned that at school, although it's very important for Europe. I mean, it's just another perspective and new opinions. And so you learn that nothing is like or black or white. It always depends on the perspective you're looking at.
So you started in Ushuaia, which is the southernmost city in the entire world.
Is that correct? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And can you give us a quick summary of how you came up through South America?
Well, we landed from Frankfurt to Ushuaia, and then we cycled through Tierra del Fuego, which is actually an island south from the Magellan Strait. So that was, first we started in Argentina, and then we crossed in Chile, we crossed to Chile. Then we crossed many times through the Andes between Chile and Argentina to find our way through north through the Andes. But roughly we went southern Chile up to Santiago de Chile, Valparaíso, Santiago de Chile. Then we crossed the Andes at the foot of the, just next to the Aconcagua. We crossed to Argentina and cycled the northern part of Argentina up to Bolivia. We entered Bolivia and we thought we would just cross Bolivia on the Altiplano, but we totally fall in love with Bolivia and we found it just an amazing place and we wanted to discover it. So we spent